Hello, it's Nico Pino in São Paulo, Brazil, for the opening game of the World Cup, Brazil versus Croatia.
Tell us, what is the mood like?
So right now, you know, you can tell 24 hours before this huge game in Brazil that people are getting more and more excited. You see, you know, the shops, you're seeing Brazilian flags, scarf and everything. You can tell that the game is pretty close, and the most exciting thing is that the Brazilian team arrived last night, pretty late, in São Paulo, you know, to be there for the game. They're going to have a training session today at the stadium and a press conference with Neymar and Felipe Scolari, coach of the Brazilian team. So right now, the national team is in town and everybody is really crazy about this World Cup.
Nicola, we look at the Brazilian team. This is a young team. What do you think the mood is like in the camp? Is the home crowd not putting too much pressure on the team?
Yes, so obviously everybody is waiting, is expecting a huge performance from the Brazilian team. Obviously there is a huge pressure. It is the first time since 1950 that Brazil is organizing a World Cup. So you have huge expectations from the population. And obviously, you know, Brazilian team in the history, this is the best team of the world. I mean, they won 5 World Cup, and everybody here is expecting that Brazilian team is going to win the 6th. Trophy here, and obviously there's a huge expectation around one player. His name is Neymar, the star from FC Barcelona. You can tell the kids, women, even all the men, everybody, they have his name when they say who's going to win, who's going to be the best player. So obviously you got huge expectation, and that's why Croatian team, they're not in town. They're far away. They're in Salvador de Bahia, pretty close the beach, and they wanted to stay far, far away from all the expectation around the Brazilian team. They're going to arrive today. They're going to also have their training session at the Corinthians Arena. But we could expect a really tough game because Croatian team is very technical. They have great players playing for the best team in Europe. So it's not going to be that easy for the Brazilian team. But let's say because they're being home, they're going to have a huge advantage.
When you look at the Croatian team itself, which players can Brazil look out for? I know Brazil obviously has more support, but have you seen any Croatian fans there in Sao Paulo?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, in my hotel right now, last night, a bunch of Croatian fans, they just arrived, and you can tell that they're pretty excited, obviously, regarding this opening game. They know they're going to have a tough opposition with Brazil, but hey, they keep saying that Ivan Rakitic, the best player, will obviously be the man to look for that. And obviously, Luka Modric and Rakitic, who's from the team Sevilla in Spain, obviously, they're going to look after these two players to be able to at least score once. And hey, right now, they are really hopeful that they might win the opening game. But you have two players that you have to really look after during the games, Ivan Rakitic and Luka Modric.
Thank you, Nico Pino, for giving us an insight into the World Cup 2014.
Thank you, and see you tomorrow.
Talk to you again tomorrow when the 2014 World Cup kicks off.